Various opinions. 1. Do you ever take time to think about what is really important to you? 2. Do you tend to focus more on your career or family life? 3. What things do you believe are most important in life? 4. Do you think it's important to balance work and personal time? 5. Do you place a high priority on family? 6. In your country, do people take care of their parents when they become old? 7. Where I come, the elderly are treated with great respect. 8. Is it true that in the U.S. most elderly people live in nursing or retirement homes? 9. How do you feel about taking care of your parents when they get old? 10. Do you want your parents to live with you, your wife, and children? 11. Extended families living together is common in Asian countries. 12. I'm not very interested in politics. 13. There are always going to be differing opinions on political issues. 14. I think it's important to understand political issues and to have an opinion. 15. I don't think it really matters very much which party is in power. 16. I think it is sad that so many young people are apathetic about politics. 17. I care about energy and environmental issues. 18. Do you think global warming is caused by human activity or something else? 19. Do you think recycling garbage and using less household energy will really be enough to save the planet? 20. I don't think people really care enough about the environment. 21. Almost everyone says he cares about environmental issues, but I don't think this is true. 22. We need to do a lot more than we are doing to protect the Earth's environment. 23. Do you think it's the government's responsibility to take the lead on this issue? 24. I think people really care about the issues and are even willing to make sacrifices. 25. I believe we must find a practical alternative to fossil fuels. 26. I don't think that will ever happen. 27. But eventually the Earth will run out of oil. 28. I think the energy-environment question is the most important issue we face. 29. Do you think it is important to follow traditions? 30. I think traditions are important, but I don't consider myself to be very traditional. 31. I believe that some traditions are more significant than others. 32. Tradition means old-fashioned to me. 33. I think traditions are boring. 34. Do you believe in God? 35. Do you go to church? 36. It is unrealistic to expect people to agree on such things as religion or politics. 37. It seems people don't agree on much these days. 38. How can we solve some of the problems facing the country? 39. I think this new president is going to do more for the economy. 40. What is your opinion on the issue of capital punishment? 41. This is a very divisive issue. 42. You can believe as you like. 43. You have your opinion and I have mine. 44. Let's talk about something a little less serious, okay? 45. How do you feel about girls asking boys out for a date? 46. I'm a shy guy, so I like it if a girl asks me out. 47. I don't really care for it. 48. I think girls should act like girls and guys should be guys. 49. Are you serious? You are so old-fashioned. 50. I can't help it. I'm old school. 51.
Do you think there is too much emphasis on learning English in China?
52. There is great emphasis on learning English all over the world. 53. You can like it or not, but it's not going to change. 54. It's very important to learn English if you want to find a decent job. 55. In the world of the future, knowledge of English will be indispensable. 56. Future? I think the future is already here. 57. What do you think is the best age to get married? 58. I think around 30 years old is a good age to get married. 59. I think 30 is too long to wait to get married. 60. I think under 30 is too young. 61. Most people under 30 feel that they are not in a financial position to get married. 62. I think if you are still in your 20s, you are probably not mature enough to get married. 63. People in their 20s rarely have the financial resources to get married and start a family. 64. I don't think young people are responsible enough to make such an important and life-changing decision as marriage. 65. In my culture, financial condition is more important than age. 66. You may be 40 and still not be ready for marriage if you cannot provide for a family. 67. What do you think about divorce? 68. Do you think it is too easy to get divorced? 69.
Is it difficult to get a divorce in China?
70. If marriage doesn't work out, you can always get a divorce. 71. Why do you think the divorce rate has increased so much in recent years? 72. Do you think the society is changing very much? 73. Are society's values changing? 74. I believe people's attitudes about marriage are changing. 75. More and more women are choosing to remain single longer. 76. Many people, especially women, are choosing to remain single permanently. 77. Do you think the trend of fewer people getting married is a good thing or a bad thing? 78. People are free to make their own choices, and one's marital status is highly personal. 79. What do you think about the declining birth rate? 80. I'm from India, and our birth rate is exploding. 81.
In Japan, China, and other countries, the birth rate has become very low.
82. With more people staying single, of course the birth rate is falling. 83. Married couples are choosing to have fewer children, adding to the falling birth rate. 84. Why do you think married people are having fewer children? 85. I think many people feel they can't afford more than one or two children. 86. Some married couples choose not to have children at all. 87. Why do you think childless couples are becoming more common? 88. How important are educational and career goals to you? 89. How important is education to you? 90. Of course, it's important to get a good education. 91. The job market is becoming more and more competitive, so a good education is a necessity. 92. Really? Many people I know who graduated from university are in low-paying jobs. 93. Maybe so, but what kind of jobs would they have without a university degree? 94. I think you're wrong. 95. There are hundreds, probably thousands of university graduates who are unemployed. 96. The idea that, to get a good job, you need a good education has become a myth. 97. It is true that the job market isn't good right now, but I believe it will improve in the future. 98. I am not so sure. I don't think the future looks bright. 99. Why are you so pessimistic? 100. I think it is important to have a positive attitude. 101. Do you think that makes any difference? 102. I have read the biographies of many highly successful people, and they all had a very positive attitude. 103. But it's not always easy to be positive when there seems to be so much bad news in the world. 104. I like reading books on positive thinking. 105. If you've never read any, I suggest you give it a try. 106. Are you a happy person? 107. I am happy most of the time, but it's impossible to always be happy. 108. It is a fact. No one can be happy all of the time. 109. It is a fact. No one can be happy all of the time. 110. I think you might be wrong. 111. Notice I said, I think. 112. I don't state my opinions as if they are fact. 113. Opinion or fact, show me just one person who is happy all of the time. 114. If you do find someone like this, I still won't believe it. 115. People who always seem to be happy are just acting. 116. So, you are an expert on this subject, I see. 117. I want to make lots of money. 118. How important is money to you? 119. Is making lots of money a priority in your life? 120. Which is more important to you, love or money? 121. I want to marry a rich man. 122. Is money more important than love? 123. Who says you have to choose? 124. I can easily fall in love with someone who is rich. 126. Would you marry someone who is not rich? 126. No, I will find someone to marry who has plenty of money. 127. When I get married, it will be for love, not money. 128. I don't believe that money can buy happiness. 129. Maybe not, but I know I will be happier if I have money. 130. I don't agree. Many rich people are unhappy. 131. What cultural traditions in your country do you think are interesting? 132. Are there any aspects of your culture or another culture that you don't like? 133. What do you like or not like about American culture? 134. I think American people are sometimes too direct. 135. Western people think that Asian people are often too indirect in their communication. 136. Do you think that people from very different cultures can be close friends? 137. Of course they can. People from different cultures even get married. 138. That's true, but people who are in these marriages will tell you that they are usually not easy. 139. Are there any particular cultural traditions you know about which you either like or don't like? 140. Many cultures still arrange marriages. 141. Well, I think if you had been born into such a culture, you would probably have a completely different opinion. 142. You may be right about that. 143. I think it is important to respect ideas and attitudes other than your own.